بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. قال الله تعالى: ألم يرى الله يرى. Does he not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him? إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Surely Allah is ever on all watcher over you. إن الله لا يخفى عليه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء. Surely Allah is such that nothing is hidden from him, neither in the earth nor in the sky. وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير. He is with you wherever you are, and Allah is watchful of whatever you do. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. He knows what is before them and what is behind them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Khaliq, our Malik, our Raziq, Allah has blessed us with this beautiful life, beautiful organs, head to toe, beautiful eyes that Allah has given us. Ni'mah, standing on the earth made by Allah, breathing air provided by Allah, eating food provided by Allah, our hands and feet and our body. This is an amana, this is a trust. Our time, resources, skills, this is a trust. Every minute is like a gold coin. Go high and high in the ranks of life hereafter, in the ranks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The eyes that Allah has given us, looking at things of dunya, information, reading, tilawat of Quran, this is a blessing of Allah. Looking at colors, that's another blessing of the eyes that Allah has given us. Opening and closing the eyes, that's another blessing. Allahu Akbar. Expressing happiness and sadness and shedding tears, that's also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at Kaaba, Kaaba Sharif, Baytullah, this is a form of ibadat. You get hasanat. Looking at parents with love and mercy, you get hasanat, like reward of Hajj and Umrah. Allah. Looking at the Quran, the Mushaf, you get reward. Ajr. These are the right, proper use of the eyes. Husband and wife in the home, they look at each other with love and mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at both of them with love and mercy. These are the proper uses of the eyes. But my respected elders, brothers and sisters, looking at non-mahram, looking at a strange person on the street with desires and lust, whether in the photo or in the TV or on the screen or real life, that's the problem. Very damaging to a person's spiritual and inner soundness. This is the roadblock to a person's islah and character building. We all know that how many scenes of shamelessness and obscene acts, fitan, trials, problems are happening in the outside world today. The Quran gives a solution. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُبُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gazes. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. Tell the believing women to lower their gazes. Worldly beauty has no value in the sight of Allah. We read the story of Surah Yusuf. One of the most handsome and beautiful, attractive men in history of mankind. He was sold in the market for a very small price. Few coins. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٍ. And they sold him for a very low price, for a few dirhams. Worldly beauty, not much value. But the beauty Allah has in the treasure in Jannah, everlasting and permanent, always enjoying happiness, that's the beauty to prepare for. Worldly beauty, not much value. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. Verily, the hearing and the sight and the heart of each of those, you will be questioned by Allah. يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. Allah knows the fraud of the eyes and all that the breasts or hearts conceal. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Verily your Lord is ever watchful. Imagine a house where TV programs are showing day and night incorrect aqidah, bad manners, violence, crimes, music, dance, non-mahram, beauty. What else is about TV? How can the family and children, they can focus on learning and memorizing Quran and do good things? That will be like a place shaitan will be playing with them. Problems. In today's environment, so many problems start from that aspect. We look at the collection of ahadith, part of ahadith, just the wordings to show you how this aspect is related. In the book of Mishkat, this is a riwayah and the wordings, لَعْنَ اللَّهُ النَّعْضِرَ وَالْمَنْظُورَ إِلَيْهِ. May the curse of Allah be upon the one who casts evil glances and upon the one who presents to be looked at. In the book of Bukhari, some wordings you will find, زِنَ الْعَيْنِ النَّظَرِ. Casting of lustful glances is the fornication of the eye. In the book of Kanzul Ummal, Hadith Qudsi, it reports, إِنَّ النَّظْرَ سَهَمٌ مِّن سِهَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومٌ. The evil gaze is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of Shaitan. Similar wordings, hadith, you can find in other books like Majma'u Zawaid, Tabrani, Hakim. And in Kanzul Ummal, the meaning of the hadith, it continues, whoever stops from it, whoever stops from the evil gaze, because of my fear, because of fear of Allah, I will grant him such iman that he shall taste the sweetness in his heart. Scholars explain that sweetness of iman is so valuable that when it comes, it's a glad tiding for husne khatma, that person end of life will come in a good way. Death with iman will come near the end of the life. Today, unfortunately, this great wealth, sweetness, halawa of iman is being lost on the streets, in the markets, and everywhere where people have mixed gatherings of men and women, boys or girls together. So what is the solution? To protect the eyes. Islam stops something from the beginning, even the protection of eyes, that stops the door, you know, in the beginning. Anbiya and Sulha, the people, the pious people, they walk looking down. They walk looking down. Protection of our eyes and ears from tools of shaitan, from TV and musical instruments. The fitna of the tasawir, pictures hanging. Hadith is a hadith with wordings that the angels of mercy don't come to the house where there are pictures or dogs. TV programs, combination of pictures, non-mahram, music, problems all over the place. Magazines, newspapers, internet sites, junk mail, supermarkets, checkout counters. Fitna and trial and problems all over the place. My respected brothers and elders, insan has four channels. What we see, what we hear, what we talk and what we think. The eyes, the ears, the mouth, the tongue and the heart and mind. This is going to affect us. Eyes are ambassadors of the heart. Trials and disasters come to the human heart because of the eyes. If the eyes remain pure and clean, heart and mind will be pure and clean. There are trials and problems for married men if he could not protect the eyes. What happens? There is some quarrel, problem in the home, the husband goes out and he finds hundreds of smiling, beautiful faces. Everybody is so beautiful, everybody is so polite. Here comes a challenge. He starts comparing his wife, a Muslim wife at home, with 100 other women on the street.
problems, depression, sorrow, corruption of mind, sleepless nights. This is happening in the Ummah. Problems for unmarried youth. Looking at somebody with beauty, that brings depression, sorrow, problems. They could not focus on studies. They could not focus on memorizing Quran or reading Salah or waking for Tahajjud because the eyes are not in control. For the youth, the solution, reaching appropriate age, they should be married. Like a hadith in the collection of Bukhari and Muslim, the meaning of the hadith, a woman is married for four things, for her property and for her lineage or family origin, for her beauty and for her religion. Select the one having religious temperament, may you be blessed. The life of one woman come on deen, generations and generations will come on deen. That's why pious wife, one of the best gift for this dunya. And Islam gives so much honor and respect to women folks, no other ideology could give in the planet. Paradise under the feet of mothers. The women folk, even if they are praying in the home and men folk coming to the masjid, women are getting reward praying in the home. Allahu Akbar. She is excused from difficult tasks which men perform outside home. But she has equal opportunity in the life hereafter. Equal opportunity. Go high and high in the court of Allah. Our pious sisters who live in the home and take care of, you know, children, take care of their husband and men of the home and still do good deeds and pray their salah and tilawat and sadaqat. They get reward of their own good deeds, and then when the men folk go outside and do some good deeds, the women folk get reward of their men also. Another track of reward. What else you need? What else you need? Right of ownership and inheritance, but no obligation to spend. Right of inheritance and ownership, but no obligation to spend other than zakah or sadaqah. Because for women folk, all the time the men of the house are responsible in financial matters. So what else? If the, all the non-believing sisters come to know this, they will all come to Islam. You don't have to work, but all your money and wealth and possession, you don't even have to spend it. Allahu Akbar. And if someone becomes like a widow, then helping the widows, like Qiyamul Layl, like fasting continuously, so much reward helping the sisters in the community. And someone has a baby, serving the baby, reward of going in the path of Allah. Nursing and feeding the baby, reward of making a person alive. It's that much reward. Love. Tarbiyah and upbringing of two daughters. A person become entitled for Jannah. So much reward. And pious believing women will go to Jannah, inshallah, before their men folk. What else you need? Entry into Jannah before their men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the mu'minat as muhsanatil ghafilat, chaste and naive believing women. They would never think of anything touching their honor and dignity. And if anyone accuses a sister, a false accusation, what is the punishment? 80 lashes. And the witness or shahada of that person will never be accepted because he falsely accused somebody. So much respect and honor that Islam gives to sisters and daughters of the Ummah. And of course in the Sharia there are ahkam and sunnah and etiquettes and manners to protect. And one of those is the issue of hijab. There is many misconception about the issue of hijab. Young people think I'm too young to start hijab. Married people think I'm already married, it's too late. Places where there are co-education, boys and girls studying together, they think the class fellows are like real brothers and sisters. Homes with, you know, big families with cousins and all those together, more than one family in the same house, they would think these are you know, brothers and real brothers and sisters. They have seen me as babies when I was young. So there is no hijab inside the home. Lot of misconceptions on the issue of hijab. Today, if someone goes to the market and he buys something, you know, buy like fish or meat or milk, bringing home, they would hide it in the bags so that no animal or bird can jump and take away. Then how it is that when we go out with families to the markets or streets, how much more emphasis to protect our daughters and the next generation from fitna and trials? Because there are problems all over the place. Strange men are opportunists. Crime rates are high. Shaitan is always there to excite people and corrupt their minds. The issues dealing with honor and dignity of daughters are so delicate that when those issues happen, even in the heart and mind, then youth or children cannot tell them to their parents. This issue they can never tell them to their parents. Husband and wife can never tell them lifetime. They can never tell them. Lifetime regrets, sorrow, depression, losing good deeds, losing time in the race against time for hereafter, and shaitan becomes the winner. Shaitan becomes the winner. Allahu Akbar. Today you'll find in the outside world, you know, strange pictures, news and magazines, women folk announcing strange programs, obscene literature, novels, digests. Sometimes women folk posting their videos and pictures on internet. This is all happening. Wife complains that when my family goes out, husband is not looking at me, he is always looking at the other woman. Parents complain about children. Cell phones, texting, audio-visual chats, messengers, social networking, you know, midnight madness, sleepless nights, what's going on? This is happening in the Ummah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In UK, there was a daughter and she was in ghaflat. She did not know about hijab, life of negligence. It so happened, her friend took her picture without hijab and then posted it on the internet. This daughter later realized, understood Islam, she observed hijab and even started niqab. But her lifetime regret now is that when I was not in hijab, somebody took my picture and posted it there. Lifetime regret, problems. My humble request to all the youth and especially to the daughters, never allow even your best friend to take your picture, because it will be misused. It will be misused. So always protect yourself. These are real stories. I'm not fabricating anything. A mother in UAE, in the Middle East, she said, when I take my daughters to a woman-only gatherings, Muslim sister woman-only gatherings, no men, I still request my daughters to observe full hijab and niqab. Why? Because there are some girls there, they have a habit of taking pictures with click and they will share it with the whole family and all the fitna starts. So these days, even observing hijab from other Muslim sisters, because the fitna has spread so much. Real stories, I'm not telling you the joke or anything. The example of nafs, human self. Human self is like a dead snake. A farmer went to jungle to bring some wood, and from the bundle of wood came a dead snake. And the farmer thought that this is dead snake, what can it do? So he brought it home. And at night time, with the worm in the home, the snake became alive and came on the head of the farmer ready to bite. This is the example of human nafs. Example of human nafs. If it is not in control, problems happen. A person was going on the street and looking at non-mahram and also saying Astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He is always looking and also saying la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Scholars say, man, the zikr for that time is close your eyes, turn away, don't look. You are looking and saying, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What is the use of that? A student came to Sheikh Ashraf Ali in India and said, ya Sheikh, I see a beautiful face on the street and I think Allah has created such beautiful mirrors, so I get a marfat and understanding of creation of Allah by looking at the beautiful non-mahram. And Sheikh, you are saying don't look, so what's wrong? The Sheikh said, yes, these faces are mirrors, but whoever look at them will burn. His iman will burn to ashes, his health will become weak, and his intellect and aqal will go away. His intellect and aqal will go away. You know, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam said in Surah Yusuf, the ayah, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Verily, the human self is inclined to evil except when my Lord shows mercy. Allah. One Shaykh reminded us that people who look at the beauty of non-mahram and become restless, do they think about Allah, who is the Khaliq, who is creator, who fashions and designs those new faces from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till the day of judgment? Every day several hundred thousand babies come to this world, and every human being is going to get a new face, beautiful face from the treasures of Allah. So if we attach our heart to Allah, if we love Allah, who is creator and khaliq and fashioner and designer of those billions of faces, if Allah comes to our heart, you know, the problem will be solved. And on the day of in the hereafter in Jannah, the believers will visit a bazaar or market where there will be faces, beautiful faces you can choose for yourself and the family. In this world we have no choice, but in Jannah the believers will have a choice. Design your face you like, choose a size, choose a color, choose features. So this place is for patience and observing the commands of Allah, and the life hereafter all the wishes will be fulfilled. Imagine a small baby goes in the traffic. Imagine there is a street, baby goes out from the home. Baby is fearless, does not understand that this is a car coming with so much horsepower and this is dangerous for you. They will cross the whole road and the highway. Baby is fearless, does not know, understand the reality. They would like, this is a color truck, this is a blue van, they will like it, no problem. Fitna and trials on the streets. This is for the parents to understand. Parents to understand. For a believer, every moment is life, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. We should be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll give you some example, we all understand. Like somebody going in the traffic, in the highway, and you find all the cars were going with the speed limit. One day, what happened? All the cars are going with the speed limit, there must be a police car. Otherwise nobody will do it. A labor worker who is working on the street, preparing the road, if he comes to know that my boss is watching me from a tower or next building, from a window or from a camera, he will not do any mistake. He will be very punctual and cautious. Very similarly, like when I was a youth and somebody knows that my father, my Abba is watching me, then nobody will look here and there. My respected brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching us wherever we are, and Allah knows what is in our heart. Allah knows what is in our heart. Look at the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they used to, you know, love Allah and follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every etiquettes and manners of Islam. Muslims went in the path of Allah, and the non-believers they thought of putting beautiful girls in their path, decorated beautiful girls to corrupt the Muslims so that they could not come into the city. So the leader, he recited the ayah, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men to lower their gazes. All the Jamaat, all the Muslims, they lower their eyes. Don't even look at those beautiful girls on the streets. Love of Allah, when it comes to the heart, a person thinks about the life hereafter. Person thinks about life hereafter. Like a pious person, he got married, and on the wedding night, before going to his wife, he thought of praying 2 rakat of nawafil. And in 2 rakat of tahajjud, he made it little bit longer, and that was his habit. And he was so fond of salah and the pleasure in salah, the coolness of the eyes. He even forgot that tonight was the wedding night. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to the topic, how many tests, trials and fitan are there on this topic? No doubt, insan has beauty and there are natural desires and attractions. Desire to decorate, desire to have fashions. The human nafs wants enjoyment and no restrictions. Mixing of men and women on the streets, markets, parks, picnic spots. Easy to look here and there, no cost. No cost of looking. Shaitan and his followers are active in creating bad desires. Look here, look there. There are some food ingredients. If families are not careful, there are some impermissible haram food ingredients. If they mix with the food, they create bad desires inside. May Allah protect us. Shahawat are hidden. No other person can tell looking and watching on the street what's going on in somebody's mind. Shahawat are hidden. And the fitna of tasawir in all communication medium today, paper, mail, news magazines, signboards, TV, internet, all over the place. Then if somebody is not careful, indulges in sins, music, song, movies, novels, digest, problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Do not display yourselves like that of the time of Jahiliyyah. Scholars explain, Tabarruj is Jahiliyyah, ignorance. This is way of shaitan, this is unchaste, this is disgraceful, door to evil, it's hypocrisy, it's darkness in Yawm al-Qiyamah, and this is the attribute of people of Jahannam. May Allah save us from that. Shamelessness, immodest, indecency. And on the other hand, the solution, hijab. Hijab is obedience, ta'at. Hijab is iffat, modesty. Hijab is taharat, purity. Hijab is sitr, shield. Hijab is haya, bashfulness. Hijab is ghaira, honor. And hijab is taqwa, righteousness. The foundation of Islamic society, two things, haya and simplicity. Haya and simplicity. Our scholars explain that the cover, the skin, the protective shield of Islamic civilization is haya. Difficult to translate in English. You can say modesty, shame or shyness, but the Arabic word haya, comprehensive meaning, is protection from so many sins. Today in some places, if you visit, you could find like a signboard or banner saying, shyness is sickness, don't be shy. Shyness is sickness, don't be shy. But Islam tells us, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innal haya min al iman. Haya is part of faith, part of iman. This is part is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. When you don't have haya, then do as you like. When that door is broken, all sins start coming. You don't have haya, then do as you like. Today the effort of batil and falsehood, their effort, is so that communities and people, they fight among each other and mix haram ingredients in the food, so they will have bad desires, and take them out on the streets, so they lose haya. The batil, shaitan, is out to work. And the solution Islam teaches, Al-haya la ya'ti illa bi khair, muttafaqun alayh. Haya does not bring anything except good. Al-haya khair, al-haya kulluhu khair, rawahu Muslim. Haya is all good, all good. Look at the hadith in the chapter on Riyadus Salihin about this issue. And Al-haya shu'batun min al-iman, muttafaqun alayh. Haya is a branch of iman, Bukhari and Muslim. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم had more حياء, even shyer than a virgin girl behind her veil. You look at other books of hadith, Adab al-Mufrad, Musannaf, Ibn Abi Shayba, you will find the wordings, indeed حياء and iman are companions. When one of them is lifted, the other one leaves also. In the book of Tirmizi, haya is never part of anything, but it beautifies it. In Shu'ab al-Iman, Kanzul Ummal, the first thing to leave this world are haya and amana. Haya and trustworthiness. Therefore, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these qualities. What we learned from the collection of ahadith, and scholars explain, haya is the main characteristic. This is the jewel. This is the jewelry of every woman and daughter and Muslimah to protect. And this is a protective skin. It's like life blood. It's like mental piety. It restrains and stops from anything doing bad with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhum in their time, you know how they used to follow the commands of Allah. In Abu Dawood, in the collection of Abu Dawood, there is a story. A mother came because her son became shaheed in the path of Allah. So she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in complete hijab and niqab, covering completely. So people asked that your son has died, why are you so punctual and careful about your hijab? She said, Umm Khalad, she said, I am distressed by the loss of my son, distressed by the loss of my haya. Fatima radiallahu anha, the daughter of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the leader of all the Muslim women in Jannah, the story about Fatima radiallahu anha, that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, what is the best thing for a woman? What is the best thing for a woman? So Ali radiallahu anhu went home and asked Fatima radiallahu anha, and she said, the best thing for woman is to protect herself from the eyes of men. Best thing for woman, protect herself from the eyes of women. Around the world, like in Fridays, when the Khatib, they describe the fadail of Ahlul Bayt, and they talk and they send salawat on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them you will hear, they will also recite Fatimatu Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. Mention that she is the leader of the woman, the Muslim woman in Jannah. When she died, her janaza was taken at night, and an additional sheet of clothing was placed on the janaza, protecting even after passing away from this world. Abu Dawood has another narration. Once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with two of his wives, Umm Salma radiallahu anha and Maymuna radiallahu anha. Then came a blind sahabi, Ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the women folk to veil yourself from him. So they asked, isn't he blind? He is not able to see us. This is blind. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, are you two also blind? Can't you see him? That much was the so much precaution at that time, at the time of Sahaba, Sahabiyat. And look at their taqwa, you know, Ummahatul Mumineen. Nikah from them after Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forbidden. They were like mothers of believers. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their taqwa was like angels. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about their taqwa in the Quran. وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا and made them stick to the words of piety, and they were very much entitled to it and competent for it. In that golden era of Islam, when the ayat and ahkam of hijab were so much followed, and today in the environment of fitan and shamelessness, how much we should follow those to protect our young generations from fitna, trials. My respected brothers and sisters and elders, make an effort to protect, because shaitan and nafs is out there, and that will excite a person to eat whatever you like, dress whatever you like, meet and mix with whomever you like, express yourself and reveal yourself. Shaitan is out there coming from all four directions, problems. Living in that environment is like walking on shells, like a jungle with thorns on both sides, and if we are not careful, it will affect even in the walking. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Wa nabluukum bisharri wal khayri fitna wa ilayna turja'oon. How the Quran closes the doors of fitan and trials. Non-mahram or strange men, when coming to somebody's house, they should seek permission. There's the first gate. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu. O you who believe, do not enter houses other than your own houses until you ask for permission. Somebody comes in the house. If they need to ask some sister who is non-mahram, here is the command: وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ ذَلِكُمْ أَطْهَرُ لِقُلُوبِكُمْ وَقُلُوبِهِنَّ. When you ask anything from them, then ask them from behind a curtain. This is better for the purity of your hearts and their hearts. And when the sisters, if they need to talk to a strange man, even behind the curtain, what is the manner? فَلَا تَقْبَعْنَ بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Do not be too soft in your speech, lest someone having disease in his heart should develop fancies about you, and do speak with appropriate words. And when out of necessity a sister needs to go out from the home, the command is yudnina alayhinna min jalabibihin. They should draw down their shawls over them. Mufassireen from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam till today, 14 centuries, the four schools of thought, the ulama, the fuqaha, Hanafi, Shafi'i, Hanbali, Maliki. You go to the time of Sahaba and Tabayin, Ibn Abbas, Allama Ibn Jarir, Ibn Sirin, Ibn Kathir, Jalaluddin Suyuti, Imam Qurtubi, Allama Ibn Jawzi. You ask any scholar in those era, they will all explain that face covering is part of hijab, and face covering is very necessary part of hijab. And then further the command for sisters, وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. And let them not stamp their feet in a way that the adornment or decoration they conceal or the decoration they are hiding becomes known. Scholars explain that noise from jewelry will draw the attention of strange men and may excite their desires. So the question is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala included even the sound of jewelry to be careful about, the sound, then what do we think about, you know, the outer garments which are like red and purple and big colors in the outer garments and abaya? Will it not attract the non-mahram to look? So the solution is to become pious
and righteous and come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring more and more haya into our life. When someone brings haya in their life, protection from Allah, if anyone makes false accusation against them, the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Maryam alayhi salam was accused. Then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, as an infant child, spoke from the cradle. Yusuf alayhi salam was accused. A small child spoke to prove his innocence. When Aisha radiallahu anha was accused, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed wahi in Surah An-Nur, whole ruku and more for innocence of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. Study the Quran, because this is very important part of our life, life of taqwa, that we can protect our future generations. In the Quran, other than Maryam alayhi salam, no other woman is mentioned by name. How the Quran addresses women? Imratul Aziz, Imratu Nuh, Imratu Lut, Imratu Firaun, Imratu Imran, Ya Ukhta Harun. And in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the woman in his house he was, you know, Quran is very brief and uses few words as possible, but in this incident, instead of mentioning the name of that woman, four different words are used in Arabic. Allati huwa fi baytiha. Instead of saying the name. Look at the style of Quran and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us, the adab. Allati huwa fi baytiha. Instead of saying the name of that woman. In Surah Rahman, Hurum maqsuratun fil khiyam. Huris kept guarded in pavilions. In Tafsir Usmani, the author explained that the real honor and protection and beauty for women is in her house. Hurum maqsuratun fil khayam. In the story of Musa alayhi salam in Surah Qasas, when the daughter of Shuaib alayhi salam came to Musa alayhi salam, فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ. Then one of the two women came to him walking with haya, walking on haya. The beautiful expression in Arabic and Islam. The scholars explain that when the girl came to Musa alayhi salam, she was using the clothing on her hand to hide her face. That's how the Mufassirin explain this ayah. And Musa alayhi salam was invited to come to home, and Musa walked in front and she walked behind, so that Musa alayhi salam will not look at her. So much adab and protection you will find. There is one beautiful story teaching this adab of haya to our daughters and young generation. A blind man was going on in a dark night to bring some water. Blind man going to bring water. So he was carrying a flask on his head or shoulder, and he was carrying a light or lamp in his hand. So people ask him, man, you are blind. You cannot see the way. Why are you carrying this light? Why are you carrying this light? This is to explain to our daughters and future generations. Why are you carrying this light when you are blind? And the blind person says, you know, when it is dark, even people with eyes cannot see well. So if anyone collides with me, my flask will be broken and all the sorrow and regret and loss will be mine. Other people, there will be no loss. We have to explain to our daughters, if any incident happen in lifetime of woman outside her home, the loss, the regret and the sorrow, 100% on the sister's side, and the man will never suffer any loss. He'll be caught, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him, but in the worldly life, all the loss will come on the woman's side. We have to explain to our daughters. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You know, when the life of taqwa comes to our homes,
sisters would not even leave a broken piece of hair or nail in some place where men can see. They would even hide their colored sandals from doormats when the guests will come from outside. They will even abbreviate and change their email names, Umme Falan, Binte Falan. Neighbors will never know the name of the wife of someone in their homes. Life of taqwa, life of taqwa. When life of taqwa is going out from people's life, what happens today? In the haram of Kaaba, in Baytullah, when the doors of Kaaba are open, the golden gate of Kaaba, you know, time of Hajj, sometimes they open it. In old times, everybody would raise their hand because that's a special moment. They pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These days what people do? Hajis, thousands of dollars they spend, door of Kaaba open, everybody will take their mobile and click and they want to make the video of this scene. Two women came in Baytullah to a non-mahram man saying, brother, can you take our photo? Brother, can you take our photo? This is happening in the most blessed and honorable place in Baytullah, where the reward of one prayer is 100,000 times, my brother. On the other hand, when life of taqwa comes, if we bring deen into our life, back in North America, here, even a non-Muslim sister, when coming to a neighbor, a non-Muslim sister came to a neighbor, Muslim, she turned her face on the other side and she said, I know I'm not allowed to, I'm not supposed to look at you, but there is something I need to talk. My brothers, when we follow Islam, Allah puts this adab and manners in everybody in town. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. You know, this protection of eyes and protecting the honor and dignity, there are suggestions. Our sisters need to go out for necessity or go out driving a car or, you know, taking care of kids. If possible, go out with mahram men. And always go out with full hijab, libas of taqwa. Protect the eyes and yourself from looking at non-mahram. And make a schedule. You go out in public places when there is nobody there. Early in the morning or something. People are not there. Avoid like peak time where everybody is looking at each other and problems. And always make istighfar. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and guidance and protection. Our shuyukh, you know, when driving or going in a train and another train comes, they would not even look out from the window because then they see some non-mahram. One sheikh explained to the youth, to his student, that if you look at a non-mahram's eyes, if you look into the eyes of a non-mahram, you are done. You are done. Because then the problem is start, big problem is start. Allahu Akbar. There was a sheikh, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. His student came and his student was looking at a beautiful non-Muslim boy. And he was saying to his sheikh, Sheikh, this boy, this face is so beautiful. Why this face will go to Jahannam? He brought an argument. The sheikh said, what are you doing? You turn your eyes away. And the boy said that I did not have intention of sin when looking. The boy excused. But what happened later? What happened later, after a few years, the boy forgot all of his Hifz-e Quran because of this sin. He forgot all the Quran he memorized. There was a muazzin calling azan. A muazzin calling azan more than 25 years. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 25 years. One day, calling azan, he was going upstairs on the minaret and his eyes fell on the neighborhood and he saw a beautiful girl. So he went to their home and asked for marriage and parents said, we are non-Muslim. If you want to have this girl in marriage, you also leave Islam. So muazzin, after calling azan 25 years, he was ready to give up Islam. So before marriage, or before meeting his wife, the narration said they were climbing, you know, the mountain or going upstairs, and he fell down and he died. He lost Islam, he lost the worldly life, and he lost the hereafter. Astaghfirullah. Khasirat dunya wal akhir. My humble request to all the daughters and all the young boys, because these incidents, they will never tell parents. It does not happen. Husband, wife will never tell each other. If something happened, they could sometimes tell some pious sheikh or somebody on the other side of the globe. They will go on the internet and seek help, because they cannot ask this from their parents. If something ever bothers you or something happens in your life, my young daughters and my young sons, three principles. Remember my nasiha. Number one, my desires, emotions and feelings will be in strict control of reason, logic, aqal and intellect. So nobody on the street can make me fool. Number two, my aqal and intellect will be in strict control of sunnah and sharia. So shaitan should not deceive me by logic, by false proofs. And if in the critical and private moments in my life, something which I am shy to discuss with parents or anybody, I should consult a pious sheikh to seek advice what to do. Very, very important. Very, very important. Allahu Akbar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You see the life of pious believers. When people go for Hajj, hot air blowing, 90 degree temperature, hungry, thirsty, smelly, tired. But people are so fresh in their iman and spirit. And thousands of believing women, sisters, head to toe in black jilbab, in abaya. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. This shows the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and respect for religious manners. La yakhafuna lawmata la'im. This is the exam characteristic of lovers of Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. La yakhafuna lawmata la'im. They do not fear anyone blaming them. Today, billions of dollars of industry to decorate every part of human face. So much money is spent. But because of the lustful looking and evil gazes, peace of mind is lost, corruption of heart, problem in the family. Islam has a solution. Simple solution of hijab, observing complete hijab. And imagine a believing daughter or sister, they wake up at night, perform tahajjud salah, noor and radiance on their face without using anything artificial or any item of decoration. Noor and light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a humble request for, you know, all the families and brothers and sisters, you know, to observe the etiquettes and manners of hijab and try to protect from the trials of the world. I would end, I'll take few more minutes and end a very beautiful story of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, very pious man in history. And inshallah, that will be a good lesson for this. There was a pious man, Abu Salih, was doing his ibadat on the side of a river. And this man became thirsty, a man became hungry, and he saw an apple, a fruit coming in the water, in the river. So he ate the fruit, and after that he became doubtful that I did not seek permission from the owner of the fruit. So he started walking on the sides of river, and he came into a garden and met the owner, Sayyid Abdullah, and he mentioned, he said, please, I apologize, I ate your apple without permission. And the sheikh, looking at this boy, that he is so pious and righteous that he came all the way to apologize for eating one apple, the sheikh said, I will not forgive you until you serve me and stay with me for 10 years. And the boy agreed. He said, please, I need forgiveness. I will serve you. I serve your garden for 10 years. Forgive me. after 10 years, and the Shaykh is doing his tarbiyah, Shaykh is teaching him Islam, tarbiyah. After 10 years, he said, stay with me 2 more years, then I will forgive you. And the boy stayed 2 more years. And after that, the Shaykh said, one last thing if you do, I will forgive you. What was that? He said, I have a daughter, she is blind, she is handicapped, she does not have hands and feet, she is deaf and dumb, cannot speak, cannot hear, cannot see. I want you to go get married to my daughter, then I will forgive you. So the boy agreed, marriage took place. He went to his wife and he found a very beautiful girl. She was not blind, not handicapped. So he came running outside. He said, Shaykh, you sent me somewhere else. And the Shaykh explained that my daughter is blind because she has never seen a non-mahram man in her life. And she has never went outside home. She has never talked to a non-mahram in her life. That was the pious couple. The daughter so pious and the man, boy so pious. From that couple came this boy, Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. And you know how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him for effort of deen. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh lived about 91 years. In his majlis and the gatherings and halqa, up to 20,000 people would attend at one time. The umara, the wuzara, the king, the ministers, everyone will come and sit in his gathering. Hundreds of people making tawbah in his gatherings. So much so that 100,000 criminals, 100,000 criminals made tawbah on his hand. And over 5,000 people came to Islam on his hand. When we have piety in our home, the next generation comes out pious, righteous, with the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and our next generation in this age of fitan and trial. May Allah give us the ability to protect ourselves and to do the righteous, best of the deeds. We end with one of the du'as. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra al-mas'ala wa khayra al-du'a wa khayra al-najah wa khayra al-amal wa khayra al-thawab wa khayra al-hayat wa khayra al-mamat. O Allah, we ask you for the best questioning, the best du'a, the best success, the best action, the best reward, the best life and the best death. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fawatih al-khayr wa khawatimahu wa jawami'ahu wa awwalahu wa akhirahu wa akhirahu wa zahirahu wa batinah. O Allah, we ask you for the initial portion of all good, the ending of it, the first of it, the last of it, the outward of it, the essence of it. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarba min al-qawli wal-amali wal-fi'li wal-niyati wal-hadiyya innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. O Allah, give us the ability to do that which you love and are pleased with, be it a word, an action or deed, an intention or method. Surely you have power to do all things. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون